loving and the worst done with. So come on, baby, let's get it on. Well, you're the finest girl I ever seen in my life. I wanna stick to you like white on rice. So come on.
Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers. No Good Deed is the new album. That is the closing track, track 10 of 10. 9 of these songs are original songs. There is one classic cover on here. And I just want to give you a heads up right now, listeners here at Lakeshore Public Radio, that I am going to give away a pair of tickets to see Mindy and the Bone Shakers in Valparaiso at the Memorial Opera House next week. 8:15, August 15th. It's Thursday. You could be there. And all you're going to have to do is listen up for when we play this classic cover, and I know you're going to know it. When we play it in the show, I'll announce it. And the first person that can email me at tomlounges@gmail.com. Just write that down, tomlounges@gmail.com. First person that can correctly identify the original artist that took that one up the charts will be winning a pair of tickets. And it's not coming up right now, so obviously you can't do that. But listen up, I'll announce when it's coming. But right now, I'd like to announce our guest. She is no stranger to the show, no stranger to this audience, or Northwest Indiana for that matter, or Chicagoland. Mindy Hebert joining us now.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on the show.
I love having you on the show. Are you kidding? You're a ball of fire.
I'll hang out with you all the time, anytime, all the time.
gotta say, I love this new album. I mean, it's hard for me to understand how you can keep topping yourself. Every album that comes out is just like my new favorite album. It's always high energy. It's always really classy, well played, well produced. And then you come out with another one, and I have to put the old one on the shelf and embrace this one. That song.
See, you make my day. You make my day saying that. That's awesome because you know music. I trust your ear with music, but I really thought you would like this new one because it's got a lot of just.
It does. That's a high energy one. That's why I started with the last album, because that one really gets the blood pumping. And I'm assuming because I don't know if I got an early copy here. I don't have a lot of song credits or anything, but I'm assuming that is Randy singing with you on that. Randy Jackson?
Or no,
Randy Jacobs?
Actually, that is our drummer, Third Richardson. He's from my hometown, which is St. Petersburg, Florida. And that dude is a wild animal.
Wow.
So he's back on drums. And I just looked at him. I went, come on, I'm the biggest Tina Turner fan in America, and I've always wanted to do something Tina Turner. No one can sing or dance or look like Tina Turner, but she's just like the best inspiration on the planet. And I was like, will you be my Ike? So, yeah, we're having a blast doing that song.
So that's part of the live show, correct?
It will be, yes. It will be in Valparaiso. So you will hear some Ike and Tina Turner on the stage at the Memorial Opera House. So,
very cool.
When
did the album actually come out?
The album came out, just about a month ago. It just flies by. But we just, we debuted Billboard number 3 on Blues, and right now we're at number 10. And we're having fun watching people embraced it. It's been super fun. So yeah, it's been quite a little ride over the past month putting out the record and just watching what people do with it and what songs they like and what songs they gravitate towards. And it always has a life of its own. You can always think, ooh, everyone's gonna love this song or that song, but it doesn't usually work out that way.
Okay, well, let me throw it at you. What is your favorite song on the album right now? I know that may change or may have already changed. What is one of your favorites?
I love that you know that too. Yeah, because your favorite song changes, as an artist, I wrote most of these songs. So it's like, oh, I love that one. I love that one. You know what? We just played Bluesapalooza a couple nights ago, and it was just this huge audience. And we did Who's Gonna Save My Soul? And it sounds like a dark subject, and it is a slow kind of brooding song, but it's just got this power in it, and it just especially live, it just takes this life of its own and goes, and the audience gets into it, and it's really powerful. And so I'm loving that song right now.
I was actually going to originally open with that, but I thought I want to really kind of kick up the juice a little bit, which is why we did Baby Get It On. But if it's okay with you, I'd like to play that while we're talking about it. And the point of this is to have people hear all this great new music as well as talk to you about what's going on. But let's be a little music intensive tonight, and let's play this one. Is there a story behind the writing of this song before we listen?
You know what? Look, we've all lived through a lot. And we've all been in these situations where we're at the top of our game and we feel like we can't lose and everything's going right. And then there are those times where you go through, wow, what is going on? You're just at the bottom of where you're at. And whether it's you or someone you know that's going through it, we've all been there. And this is a song about just being at the very bottom and trying to find your way out and asking those tough questions of, who's going to be there for me? Who's going to save my soul? How am I going to get out of this?
All right. Well, let's do it. This is Soul Deep Music. Who's going to save my soul? Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers.
Forever. Nothing comes for free. I gave every breath to you. Save none for me. Bottom. feel the hurt and the pain of every word, every sound. I gotta find my way home, lift myself up.
Who's gonna save my soul?
gonna save my soul. Man, that's some deep stuff there. My guest is Mindy Hebert. That's off her latest album, No Good Deed, back up there with the Bone Shakers. And Mindy, your sax, it comes from the soul. It comes from the heart. That song in particular, my God, it's emotional. It's moving. Love it.
Thank you. Yeah, we did that in the studio, and thank God we're not the band that does a million takes, you know? We go in and we just pour our souls out, and boy, we recorded that song, and I was done. I was just like, oh my God.
You've got to be spent after something like that.
Spent singing that song and then playing sax. It was just like I felt like I just bled for, you know, our record. You know? But so, I think that's what makes it, you know, it's like you have to kind of pour out your soul and
hope the tape is running right. Yeah.
Right.
got to give props to Rodney Lee, the B3 organ on that. It takes me back to the old Royal Recording Studio, Stax Muscle Shoals kind of sound. It's a very vintage, old soul, old school sound on that song. And man, again, one of the most powerful songs I think on this album.
Thank you. No, I love it. I love singing it and playing it live. It feels like you're just having a conversation with the audience, and that's what music is. You're supposed to have that conversation. So, you'll hear that one too.
you'll hear
that one in Valparaiso and Tacoma.
Well, there's 10 tracks on No Good Deed. I'm assuming you're going to play a good chunk of the show will be most of these songs.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little bit from kind of our whole catalog and some of my early stuff. But definitely, we just came out with this record, so it's just fun to give people a sampler of what it is, and you know, play some of these new songs and just kind of get it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come up with a record and you're just you're dying to play it for people, and you're dying to play these songs that you've been writing and no one's heard. So it's fun. So yeah, you'll definitely get a lot of the new record and get this vibe.
I've got to give props to all of the members of your band. Your early stuff was great. Don't get me wrong. It was very pop-fluenced. But since you've teamed up with the Bone Shakers, oh, my God, you've hit a new level. Randy Jacobs on guitar. Rodney, as we mentioned, on all the different various keyboards, synthesizers, things. Third Richardson, monster drummer. Didn't know the man could sing until just this album, but monster drummer. And, of course, Ben White on bass, and just some amazing talent. Again, I know we talked about it last time you were on the show, but how did Bone Shakers were their own entity? You were your own entity, and you got together by accident almost, didn't you? You and Randy had been friends earlier, and somehow tied together, and now it's become a thing. Refresh me on that.
It was kind of meant to be. I just think the universe makes these things happen. But when I moved to Los Angeles, many years ago, and I got hired for this rock band. And boy, the first night that I was, in this band, it was just this crazy, great band. And I'm watching the guitar player, which happened to be Randy Jacobs, and he did a backflip off the stage mid-guitar solo. I mean, playing a guitar solo, killing. And landed it, kept running. I mean, the crowd went nuts.
Wow.
And, this is Randy. He's this ridiculously immense guitar player, but, he's just, he's ridiculous on stage, and he's just a rock star. And we became friends. He started the Bone Shakers just after that. And I was just always a fan of that band. I mean, it started with, some of the guys from Was Not Was and Bonnie Raitt's band. And it just morphed and changed through the years. It was blues. It was rock. It was awesome. And cut to, I was moonlighting from my band doing Aerosmith and, going on the road with Max Weinberg a little bit from Springsteen's band. And I did American Idol as their featured saxophonist for a while. And I was just dying to kind of get that rock and roll that I was moonlighting being a part of. I mean, Jim Peterick and the Ides of March. It's like, I just love that part of my life, but I hadn't brought it into my own career. So I made this record with a bunch of my friends, Jim Peterick wrote on it. Trombone Shorty played on it. Greg Allman came in and wrote and played. Joe Perry from Aerosmith came in and played, and Max Weinberg and Booker T. Jones and
Joe Bonamassa.
That was that, right? Yeah, but I mean that was kind of the gateway drug to me and the Bone Shakers. And I called up Randy and I just said, "I gotta have you for my band. Like, I need this. You know, I need this total just immersion in rock and blues, and I need more of this." So he joined my band. At that point, about half my band was in the Bone Shakers, and it was just, it was kind of meant to be. We looked at each other one night. I was sitting in with his band, and it was just so perfect. I'm like, we got to make music together. We inspire each other. We make each other better. And, you know, who doesn't want that?
Right.
I want to live the rest of my years going off stage going, that was amazing every night. And that's what I do now. I just, you know, I look at those guys and they're my friends. We've played together a million years and we just have a blast.
You reached out to me about a week ago. We were talking and you had mentioned that you were spending a little time with Jim Peterik, hanging out at his house, at his studio. What were you guys working on?
So I was just coming off the road and Jim had called me and he goes, look, you know, we're finishing the Ides of March 55th anniversary CD, which is just ridiculous when you think about it. There's no band that's been together that long that has that type of, you know, iconic power.
And they're all original members. That's what's important to note, too. All the core four are still there that started in the 60s.
Yep, they got the core four and the Jive Five, and I dig that.
I do. So did you guest on the new album? I know he had like Mark Farner, Mike Reno. He had a bunch of celebs on that album. I haven't heard anything from it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Such great people. Bonamassa, Mark Farner, Bo Weiss, the list goes on. Kathy Richardson, David Pack, and me, too. And I co-wrote a song with him called Friends Like You. And he called me and goes, I know you were going to use it for your record, but I want to use it for the Ides. It's so perfect. And it is. It's like the perfect song for being in a band with guys you just have so much respect for and you've lived your whole lives together and been there for everything. It's the perfect song for them. And I, you know, he goes, come in and play a sax solo. So I did. And, you know, just made my whole year to do that. And I love those guys so much. So I came in last week and we filmed a music video and it was just the most fun. And, you know, I got to play vehicle too, which just, you know, makes me giddy like a schoolgirl.
That was my first 45 when I was a kid. I bought that was my first 45 single.
Good for you. You've got good taste. And of course, while I'm in town, I gotta write a song with him. So we got a new song that'll be in line for my next record. And I just think it's awesome. You know,
okay.
So Jim and me, and so it's just fun to make music with those guys and be a part of what they're doing.
Wow, I look forward to hearing that album. I missed the pre-screening party that they had at the Jam Lab. Wasn't able to
That's
go.
That's where we did it.
Oh, you did it there. Okay.
Yeah, we did. You know, because everyone was going to be there. You were supposed to be there.
Right.
But we did it because we had an audience. So we did like a live video shoot with everyone. So it was kind of, you know, having a party and shooting a video all in the same day.
Wow. We are talking with Mindy Hebert of Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers. New album out about a month now, No Good Deed. Catch her doing most of the songs you're going to hear tonight, if not all, at Valparaiso's Memorial Opera House. 7:30 p.m. show, and that's next week, a weeknight. So it's going to be an early show, and that is on Thursday the 15th. And, of course, because I don't want anyone to miss you at all, obviously we want you to go to the Valparaiso show, which is very intimate and classic at that venue. But you're also going to be performing at the City Winery in Chicago on Friday, Ann Arbor, Michigan, not far from us here, on the 17th. And then you're coming back to Indianapolis in October on the 18th. So you'll be in the Midwest here a lot.
So, you know, basically what we're saying is we just want you to come to every show. We
basically
want you to be like, let's Grateful Dead this whole thing. So come to Memorial Opera House Thursday. Just, you know what? Stay up all night. Come to Chicago City Winery the next night. We'll get you drunk. I mean, that's what you do at City Winery Chicago. And then Ann Arbor Blues Festival, that's like crazy. 50th anniversary of this festival. I mean, that was you know, that was kind of an incredible festival that went away for a while and it's back. And yeah, then we'll be back in Indianapolis at the Jazz Kitchen. So it's like, yeah, we can't get enough of the Midwest. We like it there.
And we like you.
You're stuck with us.
We like you a lot.
I just want to let all the listeners know that Mindy will be doing a free, that's right, free after school meet and greet and pizza party at my record store the day of the show. That's Thursday, August 15th from 3 p.m. to 4:15 p.m. Mindy Abar, two-time Grammy nominee and international entertainer, live and in the flesh, serving up pizza and signing autographs, taking pictures at Tom Lounge's Record Bin, 218 Main Street in downtown Hobart. Now, that's right before the sound check and the performance at the Memorial Opera House in Valpo. So stop on out in Hobart and meet her at my record store. Free after-school meet and greet Thursday, August 15th. Without any further ado, let's get back into playing some music from Mindy's new album, No Good Deed, which you'll be able to win for free at the record store. We'll be doing drawings to win her new album.
We'll be back with Mindy Abar after this. Memorial Opera House, the 15th, 7:30. No opening act, so be prompt. Don't be fashionably late. As good as Pat did it, it didn't rock like that one. And again, I got to give kudos to the great B3 that runs throughout this album, Rodney Lee of the Bone Shakers. Mindy Abar is my guest. She's on with us right now. Mindy, what prompted you to cover that song? And it fits you. It really does.
I love that you played that song. It's funny, now that we play it live, I mean, there's people that know every single word to that song, and they start singing it, and it's just, you know, so fun. What prompted us is my producer, Kevin Shirley, who's, you know, produced everyone.
Oh, everyone knows Kevin.
Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hendrix, everybody, Aerosmith.
Oh, my God, yes. He's, you know, just run the gamut there. He sent me that song, not Pat Benatar's version. he sent me the original version from 1964, The Rascals.
Rascals, yeah.
And he goes, you should do this song. And I listened to it, and I was like, oh, my God. I thought Pat Benatar did it the first time. I didn't realize it was Rascals. And my guitarist, Randy Jacobs, was like, The Rascals, that's it. That's the version. It's awesome. We got to do our own version, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had fun. We played it at a sound check one night, just having fun. Like, well, okay, what if we did it? And it was just a blast. You know, our hearts were beating. We were just, you know, going nuts after we played it. And we're like, all right, we got to record that.
You know, that song was played live at the Opera House about a year ago by Felix Cavallari of the Rascals when he performed there. So it's going to be cool to hear you do it there now.
That is cool, and you will definitely hear that song in the set. And I've got to say, we will show you a good time. We will rock your world, I promise you. I just have to say, if you haven't been to the Opera House, Memorial Opera House is just the coolest place on the planet. It's such a cool vibe. It sounds good. You know, you go to see a concert, sometimes it's like, eh, the place was all right. No, this place is awesome. Me and my band played there last year, and it was just such a vibe. We had to come back. We want to come back every year. So if you haven't seen a show at Memorial Opera House, like, come see us, come rock with us, but experience the place, because you're going to want to go back there to see every show. It's that cool.
It is. It is a very cool historical venue. It's a jewel here in the heart of Northwest Indiana that too many people that live here and have been here for years really don't even understand it's still there. It goes back to the Civil War days and totally modernized, up to speed. Kudos to Scott McDonald and to Stretch Miller for always creating a great atmosphere. And Stretch is the engineer there, built a great sound system, light show, and it's just perfect. It's just a perfect venue in every possible way.
Is that
typical of the kind of venue you're playing? I know City Winery is comparable to in size. Is that a typical venue for you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we kind of go in between festivals, like, you know, Ann Arbor Blues Festival, obviously, mm-hmm. we're doing next week, too. And we just did Bluesapalooza, which was, quite a few thousand people out there just screaming and yelling. But when we go in and do, just us, I love it to be a little intimate, you know, like Memorial Opera House or like Chicago City Winery. It's like, we love going in. We like when it's a cool place to play that has a good vibe. It's like City Winery has great food and great wine, and they make, you know, wine with our name on it and everything. It's just a nice place to go that's civil, that you're going to see us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we want a nice place. So, yeah, we do a lot of the city wineries around the country, and we try and find those gems like Memorial Opera House to, you know, kind of hang our hat on and go in and just make it a cool experience for everyone, you know.
Speaking of wine, I think it was last year was your first wine festival that you did. I mean, you are the proprietor of that wine festival. You're the creator. How did that go? I see you're doing another one, and that's in November. Obviously, it went well.
You know what? It went great. And every once in a while, you know, you just have to stop complaining that the festival wasn't the way you wanted it, you know, that you just played last week, and just create your own. You know, it's like, you know what? They didn't have all the artists I wanted. You know what? Make your own and you'll get the artists you want. And you know what? All they had was Coors Light and whatever else. I didn't want that. I wanted some good food and like some awesome wine. All right. So I created my own festival. I happened to marry a guy who is in the wine business. So it kind of came naturally that I could get my paws on some great wine. So he was there pouring wine and doing tastings and just having a blast over there with people. Meanwhile, I was hosting it, and we had Keb Mo and Dumpster Funk and Ivan Neville and just amazing artists. And this year we've got Larkin Poe and the Reverend Sean Amos and Sean Brown from my hometown. That'll blow your mind. You've never heard of this guy, but you'll walk away his biggest fan. And, of course, us. And we actually started our own wine company now called Reserve Tastings. And it's reservetastings.com. And My husband, Eric Guerra, he finds the wine. He just knows everyone. So he knows when someone made something cool that he can get his hands on and kind of bottle himself. I can create the artwork because I love art and music intersecting. And then I create playlists to go with it. You can drink the wine and you can listen to music. And I just think it's the perfect coming together of our forces, definitely. But I think everybody wins. Yeah, we have a good time, and everybody else needs to have a good time, too. So we're doing one in Punta Gorda, Florida, our second annual one in November 15th through 17th. And then we're doing one in Northern California now, which is where we live, in Vallejo. So that's our, you know, first one in Northern California, and it should be just awesome.
Now, that one is a one day, but the second one is a 3 day. Now, is it a 3 day fest where you can come to every day, or is it day by day tickets? And can you get them online at MindyAbear.com?
Yes, you can get all of this online at MindyAbear.com. Just go to my tour page, and it'll take you to, you know, kind of the pages for each one to see what you're getting yourself into. The one in Punta Gorda, Florida is just this beautiful little town right on the Gulf of Mexico. And it's on the water, the festival. The festival is one day, so it's Saturday, November 16th. But the other days, Friday and Sunday, we just made cool little events to go to. So Friday night is this dinner that's a multi-course dinner, and we pair two wines with each course. I said two wines with each course. And it's fun. My husband, Eric, just sits there and talks about the wines and gets geeky and fun and, you know, teaches people about these particular wines and why they go with the food. I play a little music, and we just eat and drink and have a great time. So that was like 100 or 120 people last year, and it was just this cool little exclusive night that was just a blast.
It's like a house party at your house.
It pretty much was. We took over an entire restaurant and just made it our own. And it was great. It was Italian food, and it was. We're doing it at the same place this year, La Fiorentina. No. So we do that Friday night. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, were you into wine before you met Eric, or is this something he introduced you to?
You know, I was into wine, and it's funny. I had a fire pit at my house that I'd sit out with my neighbors, and we'd each bring different wines. And so we, you know, kind of go through our different, you know, adventures of I was into French wine, you know, and then George, my neighbor, would bring over. He got into Pinot Noir. So we'd just try every Pinot Noir we could get our hands on. And so it was a fun thing for me. But when Eric came into my life almost 7 years ago now, I took it to the next level. It was like, oh, I didn't quite know why I liked that wine, but now I do. And he, you know, he just gave me more kind of facets of it all to learn. And it's just so fun. It's like music. It's like art. It's just this never-ending journey of, you know, figuring it out and having fun with it. So it's been a cool thing to get into and kind of add, you know, a different aspect to my life.
Now, are you still doing a lot of stuff with the Pretty Good for a Girl cause, I guess you would call it, your mission to empower females?
Yeah, I've got my website, prettygoodforagirl.net, and I just kind of made it a place that we celebrate women, you know, and we celebrate women that do all kinds of stuff, not just music. But I just love watching women do cool stuff, whether they're running 50-mile marathons or, you know, producing great programming like Oprah or, you know, or creating T-shirts that empower women or, you know, say cool stuff. I think it's cool. So I'll just get people that I think are amazing and write articles on them. And so I think it's just a cool thing to celebrate each other. It starts with that, you know, it's like respecting each other and lifting each other up. So we are still doing that. And it's fun that this song that I wrote that Joe Bonamassa actually ended up playing on, you know, I thought it was going to be kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but it was my story, and it's fun to watch women walk away now with a Pretty Good for a Girl T-shirt on and, you know, a bracelet going away, and or they're bringing them to their daughters and just like, that's right, you're pretty good for a girl, you know, that's right, you play like a girl. And so I've really had fun with it, you know, kind of wearing that on my sleeve because, you know, we as women have had a different road to travel than men. And so it's fun to have that conversation and to kind of, you know, gloat on the fact that, yeah, we're cool as women. It's awesome to be just like a girl.
Right.
So I'm loving it.
And you clearly show that you can hold your own against any male musician out there. And you've played with all the big names, and your band is no slouch. So, I mean, you're holding your own with the best of the best.
Absolutely. And I think that at a certain point, it's changing a lot of the perception of what women are or what women are capable of or what we should love to do. You know, I've got a bunch of girlfriends who are total rockers and who are immense musicians in different, you know, areas of music, whether it be jazz or classical or rock and roll. And it's just fun to know each other and go, yeah, it's crazy when you walk out on a stage and people's eyeballs go, what? That's okay? Okay, a girl can totally rock out on the guitar, or a girl can totally rock out on a sax. All right, so that's the new normal, and I dig that.
Very cool. Let's play another song. We'll come back a final time with Mindy. Let's go to, I guess this would be the title track, No Good Deed Goes Unpunished. And you, in fact, mention female empowerment in the lyrics of this song.
Yeah, I mean, I went into a lot of different kind of aspects of, you know, different things that you know, you see go wrong, or you're trying to do good. Yeah, one of the lyrics is, I'm trying to empower the girls, you know, just let me do it. A lot of things go wrong in this song, and I think we can all find something in our lives that we've said, you know, no good deed goes unpunished.
All right.
So, finally had to write that song.
Here it is. We'll be back with Mindy after this.
I got back on my feet. I put my fears aside. And I spent the spirit movement in the blink of an eye. Now I can use my powers for the good of the world. I can feed the helpless children and empower the girls. But my protests turned ugly and they jailed me for the day. I'm just trying to make a difference, so get out of my way.
Indeed it doesn't. No good deed goes unpunished. That's track 2 of 10 on the new album, No Good Deed. That, I guess you would say, is the title track, and I think we can all relate to that sentiment there. Mindy Avair and the Bone Shakers is the performing artist that you heard there, and they will be shaking things up for our friend Rob Harkle and Brightside Music at the Memorial Opera House on Thursday, August 15th. That's just about a week away. Coming up here real quick, you've got some dates before then, though. You're going to be in Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia. How's the South treat you?
You know what? We love going down there. We're down in Atlanta and Nashville just a couple days before we go to Valparaiso and Chicago and Michigan and, you know, all that fun. We love going down. I mean, I'm from Florida, so give me some good Southern food and I'm pretty happy. But you know, Nashville, we always go in, and you know, I always try and squeeze in a little songwriting or something like that, and you know, kind of dip into the real world of Nashville. And the same with Atlanta. I've got some friends there that have always written with me. We've got a song called Moving on this new record that my friend Brad wrote with me while we were in Atlanta last year. So you know, it's kind of fun to go to these towns and take full advantage of your friends and family there.
Right, exactly. Hey, why not? One date that jumps out at me on your schedule here, that just and that is Tokyo, Japan. You're going for 3 days in September. Is that a fest? What is that all about? It's a long trip to make for 3 dates.
I know, right? We'll have a little jet lag going, but we'll deal with it because we love being over there. We're actually going to play a club called the Cotton Club, and we've played there before multiple times, and it's like a Memorial Opera House or a city winery in that, you know, it's probably 300, 400 seats, something like that. The food's great. The vibe is great. It's a beautiful place to go, and we do a couple shows a night there for 3 nights and just immerse, and it's so fun to just be there. I've been going to Japan since the early 90s, and it's changed so much, and it's just fun to be there. It's just such a completely foreign environment. I love the people. I love the food. I love to immerse and just be in it because we could learn a lot from them. They could learn a lot from us, too, but it's a cool place to be.
Now, are you going to spend a little downtime there with the band or with Eric? Because you got 3 weeks between your next date, which, of course, is Indy, as we mentioned. So you going to spend a little downtime in Japan?
You know, I'm going to do a few things. I'm going to come back here, and we're going to write a few songs, and we're going to do a few things So no, unfortunately, we should just stay there and like enjoy, but we're going to come back here and stay busy and keep going. So yeah.
Mindy will be doing a free, that's right, free after school meet and greet and pizza party at my record store the day of the show. That's Thursday, August 15th from 3 p.m. to 4:15 p.m. Mindy Abar, two-time Grammy nominee and international entertainer, live and in the flesh, serving up pizza and signing autographs, taking pictures at Tom Lounge's Record Bin, 218 Main Street in downtown Hobart. Now, that's right before the sound check and the performance at the Memorial Opera House in Valpo. So stop on out in Hobart and meet her at my record store. Free after-school meet and greet, Thursday, August 15th.
Mindy, what have we not talked about? You want to let people know. Again, folks, you can follow her and lots of different things involved in this woman's career. MindyAbear.com, and that's A-B-A-I-R. Mindy with an I, Abear.com. What have we not talked about you'd like to let people know?
You know what? You talked about everything. I love talking about this new record. I could talk all day about it, and I love it. And you know what? Come out to see us, because that's what we do. We are a live band, and we love to play live. So, you know, come out next week to Memorial Opera House in Valparaiso. Come out to Chicago City Winery. Come out to Ann Arbor. Wherever you are, make it out to see us and just come have fun with us. And definitely, you know, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Mindy Abear, and we've always got something cool going on there and just telling you what's going on. And if you like wine, do you like wine? I mean, we all like wine, right?
Right.
So my newest adventure is my business with my husband, which is a blast. So we're having fun, you know, finding wines and bringing them to you guys. So go to reservetastings.com and check it out. And, you know, it's just been a fun adventure for me to kind of add an aspect to my life that I've always loved. But now it's official. I get to make music and drink wine. Stop it.
You have a blessed life, I tell you.
You know, I got older and wiser. So,
there you go.
Know, we should all do that.
Is there information on the wine on your website as well? Can we order through there or find distributors out here?
Yeah, no, we ship everything. So our first shipment is going to be in November this year. We already have the wine selected. They're being bottled actually this week, which is just crazy to think about. But the labels are up there, and the wine notes on the tastings are up there, and the playlist of, you know, what you're supposed to pair with the wine, listening-wise. So when you get your wine, put on that playlist and just, mm-hmm. you know, kick back, drink some wine, listen to some music. That's the way we need to live, you know?
All right. Well, that song is telling us that it is indeed time to be moving on. Mindy, we'll see you in Valparaiso in Chicago next week.
You got it.
Moving on, Mindy Abear.
Moving on, moving on, rolling like a gypsy vagabond. Moving on.
still I'm moving on, moving on, making my